Oh, hey, everybody. Good morning. That was Jack. And thank you, Jack, so much for the Midwestern Night Show. Really enjoyed that last song, Sounded Like Sade.
It was a nice one.
It was a nice one.
It felt like I was sleeping on a cloud.
It was the perfect transition into our show, where we'll be playing Tove Lo.
Guys, today is all about Tove Lo.
Yeah.
I don't know if our listeners have listened to the newest album, but it's a hit.
I haven't myself, but Ellie has made me aware of it on the two-minute drive all the way over here, where we've been planning and curating.
And I say, do you have any music that goes with Tove Lo? And she says, no, but that's okay.
we make it work. We make it all fit.
Yeah.
I guess we'll do our intro. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 7:01 and a half in the morning. Thursday morning. What's the date today? I got the month wrong already.
She got the month wrong. November 3rd.
November 3rd. All right.
Whoa.
So we have some of that new Tove Lo that Ellie is going to be unleashing upon us.
Yeah. I don't know if I should choose the best two, the best three. We'll see.
We'll see. It'll come in when you least expect it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have some 90s. Lyrical.
I'm excited.
Grungy indie.
I also
which
have
is very the opposite, but we love it.
It'll go
the
it'll
contrast
go
the contrast is what makes it work.
Yeah. I also have a little bit of Muramasa and Charlie XCX.
Oh, more hyperpop.
Yeah, a little more I feel like the songs that I have from Charlie are obviously hyperpop. But right. The songs I have from Muramasa are actually I don't know if I would say calmer, but kind of calmer.
Alright, we've got a mix today. Yeah. I think first I'll just kick us off with more of a transitional song.
Why don't you?
Halo Gallo, N.E.U. Our song lists aren't going to be up yet. I have to set up the station a little bit more, but you'll see that in a minute.
Woo!
And we'll catch you later.
We'll chat soon. Thank you.
toxic, but it only makes me wanna love you. It don't matter what you do, 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 do. You're kinda toxic, but it only makes me wanna love you. It don't matter what you, it don't matter what you do. Just say you want me, don't let me go.
Sorry guys. For that harsh, abrupt yeah. little moment right there.
Okay. Well, we're just we're discussing Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift's tour, because
I can't hear you.
Really?
Okay. There might be a technical difficulty with the headphones. Testing. All right, the mic's back up. Very good news. Let me explain to you what happened. But first, let me give Elia a little mic moment. It is sounding way better. All right, Elia, you're on air. So we were talking about the Taylor Swift tour
because Elia's
been chatting about it with her sister.
Yep.
And Elia brought to my attention one of the openers was that artist who sings that song that I've heard on TikTok that goes A, B, C, D, whatever.
Yeah.
I went to look it up on my Spotify, on my, you know, one of my electronics, and I accidentally pressed play.
You know, which how, cut you off, know when that happens.
Yeah, you guys know what that's like. Cut off Elia's choice song, and it just derailed the show.
from there, it went downhill.
I panicked. I was like, you know what? How about we just talk?
Yeah.
We'll just save this one.
Yeah.
We'll chat a little bit. Abrupt transition. All good. Went to turn on the mics. Beep. Some horrible, crazy, crazy screech that apparently was audible to our listeners.
Yeah.
So apologies for that.
That was our bad completely.
But instead, it's okay because you guys got to hear I Never Want to See You Again, a quasi hit. I was told, I don't even know if this is true, but that quasi was one of Elliot Smith's kind of side groups in the 90s. That was released in 98. I have another Elliot Smith song. I don't really play any indie anymore, but I was kind of feeling it today.
Good.
And then before that was In My Mind by Muramasa. Uh-huh. I think we played that last week too, which is why it sounded familiar.
Oh, really?
I was bumping.
It's so
and
good.
Then we had Just Say by Coco and Breezy. Any fun facts about those two songs, Elia?
I got really into Muramasa during the pandemic. Listened to that whole album, which I can't remember the name of the album now that I'm here, but maybe I'll take a look and let the listeners know. Oh my god. And I really like Muramasa overall, I would say. And then the other song was one of my like little October songs, you know. I would walk around campus feeling very like in my headphones, you know, feeling
yeah
in so big fan of those. And they gave me when I was like deciding or looking at my music, because like we've already mentioned, Tovlo is coming on soon. I was like, what's some stuff that could like offset the Tovlo a little bit? And both of those songs came to mind because they're definitely a little calmer than Tovlo, yeah, but still poppy. You know?
Yeah, so we're working ourselves, we're building up to it.
Yeah.
And also, I can hear Elia's sound going kind of in and out a little bit. Hopefully she's still she's been audible this whole time.
Yep, we'll find out.
I think it should be good. But yeah, anything else? There's like a little bit of a cold going around the Tufts campus, and it's funny because, you know, I kind of had a stuffy nose, and someone's like, oh my god, like, do you have COVID? And I was like, I honestly hadn't even considered that it could be COVID.
No, I know.
I took a rapid and I'm fine, but there is something going around, so stay safe out there, people.
Yeah, I know my nose sounds a little stuffed up.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little congested.
Yeah.
All right, so here's this Elliot Smith song, Happiness, the Gondola Man, and we'll probably do a PSA and then maybe some fun stuff will follow.
Something fun, something right. Interesting.
Stay tuned. That was Happiness to Gone Old Man, Elliot Smith, one of the lesser known tracks of his. But you know what time it is.
Yeah,
also,
you do.
Elia's on air. Elia's on the mic. Hopefully you can hear her. Can somebody tell me if one of my listeners can tell me
someone being my sister.
Yeah. If we can hear Elia, because it's really important. But yep. I guess in the meantime, while we wait for that verdict, I'll hit us with a PSA.
Yeah, you will.
Food Not Bombs, PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Never heard of this organization.
Really? I've done that PSA.
You have? Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I was going to read the old wealth distribution.
Oh, love the wealth distribution. Love the numbers to think about.
I was going to read an old numbers to think about.
We love to think about numbers on this show.
We do. We do. But, you know, I thought I'd switch it up a little bit.
Speaking of numbers. Well, I've been informed that they can hear me, but I'm a little quiet, so I don't know. I'll try to be louder. I know someone who is art student and math student. Those are her two majors, which I think is crazy.
That's cool.
I mean, it's cool. Like, it makes sense. And then yesterday she was in our art class doing proofs, and I was like, oh my God. Been a while since I've done those. She
was like, yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But that's kind of like. Funny.
So we're bringing up the Toblo. It's time. It's about time.
Okay. Do you want to do a little intro for
Toblo?
Toblo and this.
Yeah. Some intro
and your listening
for
experience with the album.
Yeah, sure. Was that I stated this to Sophia. I was sitting around. I've been a little bit in a rut for music. Haven't had anything new in a bit, and I was like, gosh, like what do I listen to? And then I saw that Toblo released this album about half a month ago, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'll give it a listen. And I gave it a listen, and just almost every song on the album is a hit.
Wow.
It just goes hard. It's very good. She's really got a specific style that I'm a fan of. And some of her earlier work, I was definitely a fan, but like kind of in the middle, because as everyone on the show should know, Habits is the big one. She also has How Long from, they played that in Euphoria. But, oh my God.
Bless you.
Yeah, so it's really, I think this is probably one of my favorites right now, but I can also tell this is one of those albums where like every like couple weeks I'll have like a new favorite, which is exciting.
Wow. Okay. Big props to this album then. Okay. I'm intrigued. So this song that Ellie's going to play for us is called No One Dies From Love, off Toblo's new album, which is totally called Dirt Femme.
It is called Dirt Femme.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me know what you guys think.
We were so magical. Why end this way? I know you're furious, you're just like me. You got good reasons, but I do too. What really happened here? I wish I knew. It escalated so fast. We held things we can't take back. It escalated too soon. I know what they say. I know that they say that no one dies from love. Guess I'll be the first. Will you remember us? Are the memories to stay with blood now? No one dies from love. Guess I'll be.
Me.
And all right, there you have it. The introduction to the Tove Lo album.
Yeah.
And Enemy by Charlie XCX. Uh-huh. From
That's
Elia.
One of her older albums.
Thank you, Elia.
Not older, but 2020 older. Anytime. You guys, I haven't listened to the new Charlie XCX album either, actually. Maybe I should.
But excellent.
Our friend's in a play.
Our friend's in a play.
Our friend's in a musical.
She is in a musical, and we wanted to talk to everybody about this because it's crazy. Yeah. The way it works is it's a 24-hour musical.
Yeah.
Where they do all the casting and stuff prior to the 24 hours, but they aren't told, the cast members, what musical it's going to be. They aren't told what parts they're going to play, what songs are involved, any of that. They arrive at the studio or wherever it's being rehearsed, and
the studio.
That's when they learn what the musical is, their part, the music they need to know, and then they proceed to spend the next 24 hours. That's right, they pull an all-nighter.
That's right.
In the same space, learning the entire routine. And our friend, we are proud to say that our friend was cast in this.
Yeah.
And
she's very fearful. I'm honestly not sure how she's going to get through the 24 hours without sleeping. Because I know that girl. I know myself, too. And I don't know.
I know myself, too.
Yeah, I don't know if she's going to be able to do it. Not going to be able to do it as in the musical. I think she'll be able to do the musical. I think that I have a feeling that she will sleep at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering when that will happen.
You don't think that they're going to take naps?
I mean, I guess they might.
I feel like.
But I feel like the hardcore people might not.
There's no way I could do that. I'm just going to say it right now. I can't stay up for 24 hours anymore.
No, I know. I really like the idea of it, but in practice, I don't know if it would be
I think I've only done it maybe once in my life if I pulled an all-nighter.
Really?
Yeah.
To be fair, I've very rarely done it. And by very rarely, I mean I've maybe done it twice.
Yeah.
So, like, not anywhere. Like, I'm just not, no. I've never, like, you know those, there are people, at college, I've never done one. There are people at college who are like, oh my god, I already had to pull. Like, no, no.
There's
no
way.
If you are at college pulling an all-nighter, like, no. You don't get it. This is not for you.
No. That would be gnarly. I could not do that in college today.
No.
I would be destroyed for approximately 3 weeks afterwards.
No, exactly. It's also like, at some point, you know what, I always realize, like, it's just not worth it, you know?
No, it's not.
If you're doing it for work, it's not worth it. If it's for friendship, like, fine. Maybe a little
Yeah, because I'm thinking about my really, really late night experiences have all been, like, sleepovers.
Yeah.
Like, group sleepovers. You're staying up all night long. Yeah. This is when I was maybe a little bit younger, for sure. And,
Me and Sophie have our sleepovers.
Eating candy all night.
And, like, you're, like, running around the house.
Yeah, running around the house. Yeah, you're amped up. No, there's no sleeping.
No, I'm a big proponent of sleepovers. I think they're so fun.
They are fun.
As a child, what a hoot.
Yeah, it was a hoot. But, you know, we wanted to share this story about this 24-hour musical so that we could provide a little buffer in between the Charlie and Tove Lo and the last few songs. We don't have much time left. We have about 7 minutes left. So, you know, I'm kind of at I'm at a bit of a crossroad. I mean, a loss. Crossroads? Loss? I don't know the expression.
Both.
Crossroad?
One could really say
what I have a few different options. I think crossroads is the proper terminology. A few different options of what I can play right now, because none of the stuff that I had really prepared necessarily works, but do we care about that here? I don't know.
No.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do care about it.
I feel like today has not been the day where we care, considering we've really been going back and forth between hyperpop and chill indie music.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, it's true. It's
you
true.
You make a good point.
Okay, so I guess we'll leave you here, and we'll return back to say our goodbyes, and I don't know what I'm gonna play, but, we'll roll the dice and see what comes out.
Can't wait.
Quero mandar de novo os meus recados. quero amar você aqui. Essa vida antiga, essa vida antiga. Palpita fuerte al sentir su alma renacer. Ella tiene aire a Teotihuacán, su piel tiene el color de mazapán. Vuelta al ritmo del tambor, su alma va comunicando amor. Oh. Y mira, oye, siente. Siempre van a parpadear con ojos fijos hacia el cielo, con pulmones abiertos al mar. Ella es vientre de creación y Totiani, tú me mueves, mueves, mueves. llegan y tú me mueves. Muéveme a mí. Y Totiani. Color de mazapán. Su cuerpo va dando vuelta al ritmo del tambor. Su alma va comunicando amor.
That song's like 9 minutes long, 8-9 minutes long, and unfortunately we have run out of time. This is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on November 3rd, 2022. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to our show this week, and we'll see you next week yet again for an early morning.
Yeah.
Not sure what the next show is called. Wish I could introduce you to them. But I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah.
Any last words, Elia?
Everyone wish my sister good luck on her math quiz.
Good luck on your math quiz, Hadar.
Good Woo. One. Okay, bye guys.
Cheers.
Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits? Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly about you.
Meet me in Downbeats. Titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod, with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date, it's a scam, whatever, alright.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.